That's right.
Cell phones.
Good point.
They just need some exercise.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're dull dancing. They do very limited dancing. What I see is rubbing the chemical body.
It's stretching.
Yeah, stretching. It's a stretching music. And my foster son's daughter demonstrated a new dance where they wiggle and sway. I don't remember the name of it. Say it again.
I don't know. Flossing. Flossing is a thing that everybody's doing these days on the internet.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, flossing. They sway, right? They twist and sway.
It's really
with their arms.
Yeah, I know.
That's like aerobics. I think you hit something there, Roxy. I think we have a pattern we can use. You're not dancing. You're fucking exercising. Flossing is just aerobics. Really, that's they don't know much about their body. They don't use it much.
You need a little movement
They think a little movement is all they need. It's like going on a diet, or it's like just doing something perfunctorily, showing up, saluting the queen, singing national anthem. They're doing that with their body, showing that, yes, I have a body, yeah, I can move it, do it for a few minutes, and then back to the black mirror.
Yeah, because like in Mexico City, the street culture is they like cumbia, but they mix it. There is like the DJs are called sonideros.
Yeah,
and they do like a lot of reverb and effects, and they mix these cumbias.
What's that?
And
electro cumbia. Electro cumbia.
No, it's just remix.
By the way, Roxy,
I don't think they call it electro cumbia.
Yeah, that's a thing for sure. I mean, I was like, my main electronic scene is actually in Mexico. It's like San Diego, and it goes down into Baja, and everything that I like go to is in Ensenada, and it's in Rosarito, and like, it's my friends own a record label that's like all in the Baja, but it's not electro cumbia. Like, electro cumbia, I don't know, it's like electro swing. Like, they take swing music, and they just take clips out of, like, traditional swing music from, like, the 1930s, and they just add beats to it, and they repeat it, and it just goes, it's just like, it's digitizing the organic music of the TV body, I guess.
Yeah.
I think maybe electronic music is taking the music of the TV body and turning it into music of the chip body.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But I wouldn't do that. I would just keep doing variety as much as possible.
Yes, but this case, usually the cumbia is dance with a couple, with a partner, but these kids dance alone.
Yeah.
And they, like, sort of squat and dance very weird, like, in that position, like, you know, with their knees down. Like.
Yeah, they squat. Yeah,
and they dance on their own, like sort of weird.
Yeah, retarded frog-like activity.
Yeah, and their looks are really weird. They're like really extreme haircuts and very exaggerated clothing.
Okay, so what does cumbia mean?
Cumbia is a rhythm.
Oh, okay,
like,
rhythm. So they do cumbia. I see.
Yeah. You know, you have salsa, you have samba. It's different types of rhythm.
So what were you saying, Rick?
Like, is it like a bass of rhythm?
Right, right. So what do you say, Rick?
Oh, I was, there was 2 points. Yeah, I listened to cumbia all the time when I was in Peru. It's huge. So, like, all the parties that we went to in Peru while I was living in this tiny little town working on archaeology, we would be dancing to cumbia on, like, mud floors inside mud houses, and everybody would dance with everybody. You dance with a grandma, a pregnant woman, whatever, little kids. It was a very communal atmosphere. Really great.
Yeah.
But yeah. I would say that, like, let's look that you say that everybody now, we dance alone, and so that would also fit to the chip body, where previously we were in the TV body, and so we were hearing the same thing at the same time. So it was about partnership and sharing of experience in terms of perspective. And now that we create all of our individual chip bodies through the internet, And now we're just dancing on our own because that is our world. And so the music fits that. So that's one thing. It's the music of the chip body. Electronic music is the music of the chip body, where it's your internal relationship to the music. You're looking at a DJ who's alone on the stage mixing their beats for you as a person, an individual. It's basically the musical translation of the tetrad and quadrophenia and where we are now.
But here in Berlin, swing is a trend. Everybody's learning how to dance swing. And it's fun. And dance all the old school way with the partner, and it's like rock and roll, sort of.
Minimal electronic music is big in Berlin, too. Like, it's like a lot of the great DJs are all German. Great DJs is the statement of people who appreciate the music. But, you know,
yes, but you know, all these environments are linked to substances to create markets or all those things. So I like electronic music, but I don't like the environment. I don't engage anymore. Though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I guess I'm not really telling you guys this stuff for you to like jump on board and get a ticket to the ship. I'm just talking about like. It as an example, by no means do
I'm
like,
just, I'm just
you don't
commenting.
Like electronic music? Yeah, exactly. Well,
I love electronic music.
I know the electronic music. I made my living.
I hate the electronic music.
Yes, they're all praising what she did. She hates to hear anything about it.
No. I love electronic music. I love technology.
Oh, okay, you're changing.
No, look, I'm just joking. But
I know. In other words, when you said you didn't like it, you were joking.
Yes, but I don't...
You don't go into the industry.
I don't like to play in bands and in clubs and all these environments because I know that behind that is actually the idea of creating markets for drugs.
Yeah, dope ink.
So... Yeah,
but
so it's,
why is that a problem?
I want to engage music, but...
he just asked you, why is that a problem about creating environments for drugs? Markets.
Because in Mexico, it's destroying the society.
You got that right, Rick?
Yeah,
and in
like,
America, too.
Like,
and in Berlin.
I mean, but it always has, right? Like, I was listening to some of Bob's recordings, like, about McLuhan, and he said that like they did more drugs in the 19th century as a whole than we do now because it was just all being prescribed. That was just a thing that happened at that time. And so all of our perspectives now as to how things are changing is just your previous conception of what was good and what wasn't good, and then it's just a new way.
No.
I mean, like,
I was quoting Frank Zingroni, Rick. I was quoting Frank Zingroni on the drugs.
My,
we use more drugs today than any ever.
I'm talking about my personal...
Yes, political stance.
Yes,
political non-point
like,
of view.
I agree with Frank Zappa that I don't like drugs because of all the things that are connected to them.
Yeah.
And all the things that they... provoke, you know, there's a lot of violence and trafficking of people, weapons, and many, many, many things that...
If I meet someone who's happy,
I
Rick,
don't want to promote.
They're on drugs. If you meet someone who's happy, they're on drugs, some kind of medication.
And I disagree with Zappa because he thought the solution would be to legalize drugs, but actually, according to LaRouche, that's what
they want.
They want to make this normal,
right?
So that everybody gets their soma.
Essentially, though, it's just re-legalizing what was legal before it became illegal. Cocaine used to be prescribed by doctors. Amphetamines used to be prescribed by doctors in the 1950s to help housewives lose weight.
Well, doctors aren't prescribing it. It's being distributed. It's being distributed.
there's still a lot of opiates being prescribed, and even to school children, you know, like everybody's now getting some prescription. But I think it is really important. It's really crucial that our physical body is healthy in order to the environment to be programmed in the right way. It's like a collateral effect of health.
All right, I got to stop there. I got to play the second recording. It's an hour and 45 minutes. So if you're around in almost 2 hours.
That's the conclusion, and that's why the temple is the human body, like the pattern, the blueprint for the temple is the human body. And
people abuse drugs. They don't know how to use it as a sacrament. So they get unhealthy. Okay, I got to go and play this.
Okay.
So it'd be done by one.
No, but I would like to add this because, like in Mexico, in the traditional cultures, there are these plants like peyote and mushrooms that are used for learning or for healing. It's not for amusement.
Right.
And
but that's it. We got the point, Rocky. I got to start this, or I won't get the deadline. So listen to.
So don't do it. Be a Zapatist. Be a part of the religion.
Be a purist. Be
don't
a purist.
Do drugs.
Yeah.
Ion says everything in life is about the fastest path to your bliss, right?
That's right.
So like
that's right.
We don't
agree with Ion. Ion's an interloper.
But don't push your bliss on other people. Right?
Okay, I'm muting you guys. I'm muting.
Your bliss is happiness and health.
Yes, that's right. Mute. I'm muting everybody. Rick, we'll talk on Tuesday or in 2 hours. Here we go. Goodbye.